Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
Man.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, whose costume is this from Arabian Nights?
Well, I thought we were sharing it. We just have the one.
Okay, well, then he wears it. Brian wears it with, like, really, it's going to be really short on him, and
right.
It's going to be really long on you.
That's why we have a dresser. That's why we have Donna.
Donna.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you so frantic about this? I leave that on the chair every night. Why are you freaking out about it today?
Because we're trying to clean up.
I know.
Rachel's coming over.
She's never been here before.
To make a good impression.
Yeah.
But here's my thought on that. Since we don't know the nature of the visit, we don't know what to clean for.
Right.
That's why I haven't put any snacks out. That's
right.
That's why I haven't prepared a tea yet, because I don't know the appropriate tea.
Well, I've got some rumaki in the oven.
I mean,
rumaki covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think she really loves rumaki. And I've got hummus.
Yeah, of course.
Which, you know, it's good for any occasion.
Chris, is that your underwear?
Yeah.
Can you please pick it up and put it away?
Are you nervous? Rachel's a friend of ours.
Do you have a crush?
No, it's what? Not that I...
You have
maybe
a work
just,
crush.
I have yes.
You have a, yeah.
It's been, yeah, I've had one for years, and I just want to make the right impression on
well,
her.
Well, she knows you.
At this point...
I don't think there's very little surprise in the Alec Voles story, okay?
There's always surprise.
Oh, you think there's things that she doesn't know?
Probably.
Really?
And like, that you guys are a mess?
You think there's some mystery about you?
You don't think so?
You think your life is not an open book.
It is an open book, but you haven't turned all the pages yet.
Well, but some of those...
some of them are stuck
together. Yeah, those
together.
Stuck together ones.
And whose fault is that, Chris?
I left it there, but I didn't soil them, if that's what you're saying. I've got my own book.
Oh, all right, she's at the front gate.
Okay.
What, you got to... on the camera app.
Yeah, I just buzzed her in.
Okay, it'll take her a couple of minutes to get down the great,
right.
The great hall. And,
what does this tie look?
It'd be better if you were wearing a shirt, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. I'll be right back.
A tie and a tank top.
I'm going to go, I have to go back to my room and find a shirt that will go with this, okay?
All right.
Just let her in, and don't let the rumaki burn. I'll be back.
Okay, wow.
I've never seen him like this.
I know, he's frantic.
Yeah.
This is kind of unsettling.
Like spring fever.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I mean, Rachel, we all know Rachel, she's a friend of ours.
She's
easygoing.
Yeah, she's there's a certain
edge. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, a certain that radiates.
Yeah, I mean it's
volatility.
That's exactly that. I was trying, there's a sensual volatility. I think that's the word.
You don't know if she's gonna cut you or kiss you.
You don't. Is she gonna hug you or stab you? You have no idea.
She's at the door, man.
It's open. It's open.
We're in the parlor.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Rachel. God, thanks.
It's nice to see you out here.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Well, we were all really excited. A little surprised that you called and said you had to come out. It seemed kind of important.
Yeah. I had a play that I was writing. And, I thought maybe we could all, read it.
You need us to...
You need to, okay.
You need to hear it.
Yeah.
She needs to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can't hear it.
I need to hear it.
That makes sense.
I need to hear it.
Sure.
That makes sense.
I'm trying to develop it.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you for thinking of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
this is exciting.
It is exciting. Well, I know Brian's directed a bunch of your shows, so and I know
it's been
he...
really fun.
Yeah. I've enjoyed everything you've written.
Award-winning playwright.
Yeah.
Rachel White is at the Manor. Award-winning playwright.
Yes. I mean, I'm excited, and I just... we wanted to ask you to write something for us, so I think it's better this way, that you wrote it and thought of us. Alex should be back any second. He's just cleaning himself. He's a little nervous about you being here. I'm not sure
oh,
why.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in a good way. I think he's kind of got...
Like you ever go to somebody's house and their toddler is really excited?
Yeah.
Right.
Sort of overexcited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up going to the bathroom on the chair.
It's sort of like
so
that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he cries.
Yeah, and then he cries.
Yeah.
And then you got to put him down. Yeah. I mean, not permanently.
No.
But yeah.
Okay.
That's
well,
what...
I'm glad he's excited.
He is.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
All right.
Hey.
Hi. How are you,
good.
Rachel?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming out here.
That's a nice turtleneck you've...
Wow.
Nice. I went with a turtleneck instead of... Because I couldn't find a shirt that didn't need
but
ironing.
But in addition to the tie.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. What do you think?
It's nice.
You like it?
Yeah.
See, Rachel thinks it.
Well, it works.
Now we've got to get that. What is it? Souvlaki?
Rumaki. I knew it.
Do you like rumaki?
I've never had rumaki.
Okay,
I don't know what it is.
It's bacon wrapped around chicken livers.
Okay. Yeah.
Well. Yep. Yeah, well, and just in case, there is hummus, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To wash it down. But now we know what kind of tea... Alec, if you could get the best tea for a play reading, we're going to do a play reading here.
That's why Rachel's
here. That would
be
the Red Zinger?
I think so.
Yeah. I think Chris?
Sure.
Red Zinger?
Yeah.
Red Zinger for you?
Red Zinger.
Make a pot.
Okay.
Nice.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. How many chairs are we going to... It's just us.
It was written just for us?
Yeah, sort of. I mean...
Okay. Well, no, you're right.
There might be like a female part in it.
Oh. Well, we can do... Yeah.
Okay.
We can handle that.
Are you okay with gender-blind casting?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Colorblind?
Colorblind.
All right. That's fine.
And how about talent blind?
talent blind, yes, sir. Sometimes we have to do
that. How do you feel about varying literacy levels?
That's okay. Just do your best.
I'm not talking about myself, but thank you.
Well, Kevin, he's not here, but let's pretend he can.
Okay, here's a pot of tea, guys. All right.
Well, thank you, Daddy. Right.
I'll pour... Here, Rachel, let me pour yours.
Thank you. Pour hers first. Yeah,
okay. And a rumaki. Anyone care for a rumaki?
No, let's just leave it on the coffee table, and then we'll nibble as we go.
Okay, so I don't know. Rachel, you explain to them why you're here. I don't know. Can you bring me up to speed?
Sure. Well, I wrote this play, and then I need somebody to read it so I can hear it.
Oh,
good.
You just wrote
it. Gotta hear it. That's playwright. Playwright needs to hear.
Got to hear
the work.
The language.
The work.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you're here.
Bring it to life. Mm-hmm. Bring it off the page.
Right. So it's not in my head.
Right. First of all, thank you for trusting us.
It wasn't just to come out and see us.
I mean, yeah. I like you guys and
thank
stuff.
You.
You're funny. Yeah. So.
But she's a playwright, Alex. She's an award-winning playwright.
Yeah.
I know she's an award-winning playwright.
You know.
I voted for her once.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all did.
A bunch of times. Remember that year?
I'm a Chitwood man. I don't mind saying.
Well, and I know
when it comes to those, I vote party line.
And I voted for myself. Thank God I did.
I voted for you, Rachel.
None of you.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For which?
The last one.
Especially
the one we commissioned.
The Hurricane play.
The Hurricane play. Oh,
right,
okay.
The one we commissioned.
And that's the one that won.
With Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a Reuben Carter.
It was great. You know, it's the boxing and the thunderstorm. It was fantastic.
It was really
all right,
good.
So who's going to sit by the fire?
Okay.
Chris.
Warm. Chris will sit by the fire. You're going to sit in your rocker?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've brought copies for everybody.
You've got copies. You don't need to make. Okay, good.
I'm going to sit in the beanbag on Rachel, unless you would prefer to sit in the beanbag chair.
I'm fine where I am.
Okay. You're just going to stand.
I can
are you comfortable?
Stand.
You like standing?
Yeah.
I get really nervous.
We could bring a chair in from the lanai.
I'll go get a chair.
Okay.
Well, let's bring one, and it's there if you need it. If you don't need it.
It has a cup holder.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. How about this chaise longue? Is this okay?
Yeah, the chaise longue.
That's fine. Okay. The chaise lounge?
Yes.
This is a
woman of words.
Well, it's pronounced chaise longue.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's pronounced long.
I work at the American Printing House for the Blind, and that's the only way they'll let me say it.
Chaise longue?
Chaise Longue.
L-O-U-N-G-E.
Yeah, L-O-N-G-U-E. Long.
I thought that was lung, like tongue.
Well, it is sort of, but it does not pronounce that way in French.
But the chaise longue?
Chaise longue.
Okay.
Yeah, here.
But that's where you can stretch your legs.
You can stretch out.
Right, yeah, you like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, here it is. Let me open it up. Okay. All right, there you go.
Okay, cool. All right.
Cup holder for your tea.
All right, let's get
Is there just one copy, or do you
have... Are we going to have to share, or...
No, she said she had a bunch of copies.
I have here. Okay, here, copies.
I'm sorry, Rachel, they never listen.
Just pass them around. I highlighted them.
Okay, good. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, good.
What is this play called?
This is called Variations on a Marriage.
Oh.
Ooh, no wonder she thought of us, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Variations on a Marriage.
So, are you going to read the stage directions?
I can.
Okay, well, that would be
that
great.
That helps.
Do you want me to read Noelle?
Noelle,
the wife? Yeah, okay.
I think you'd be
good. You have a character page there?
You didn't see it?
No.
There it is, right there.
Yeah, I have Trevor highlighted.
You have Trevor.
Okay, and I'm Ricky?
Ricky, yeah.
Okay.
It was just a placeholder for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ricky, I'm still working on Ricky.
Okay. Do you mind if I just sort of play with it?
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Is there another name that you thought of?
I don't have to be Ricky. Or...
I mean, it's your play.
Ricky is great.
Okay,
I wrote it as Ricky, so for now.
Okay,
I like that it has an I at the end.
Yeah.
Ricky Lake.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So it could kind of be a girl.
Oh. Okay. That's good. That's
either
good
way.
To know. Oh, it could go either way.
Yeah. So it's a gender fluid character.
Okay. Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. No, that's good. Normally Alec gets those parts, but no, this is good for me.
All right.
Because I'm really good at them.
Yeah, you are. Well, no, that's why you're playing a woman.
Yeah.
But I like this. I could play both sides of the fence. Wow. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the stage directions to read
first.
Okay,
let's go. Okay, here we are.
Do you give us the freedom to stop if we have... Well, I'll use the word notes.
If you have a question.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all right.
You
yeah.
can stop.
Okay, okay, that's good. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
All right, good. Let me get a... Okay.
All right, you want to... Would you like me to read the stage directions?
I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Where are your friends, Rachel?
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good, safe place.
It's just us.
Okay. So Noelle enters the chapel.
Okay.
Okay, what's my motivation? Can I just start with that?
I think she's... being pushed kind of into the church.
Rick, by Ricky.
Okay.
Oh, that the line that says "Oh shit" to start the I guess
yeah,
so,
that
right.
one.
Okay,
wow.
Great. Well, let me say, ready?
Okay,
Right off the bat, this is a lot bluer than you usually.
I know it's unusual
work.
For you, Rachel, but that's
you're
good.
You're branching out, aren't you?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go. All right.
Oh shit, Trevor! Why are you the hell are you doing that? I'm sorry. Can I start it again?
Did you really write the line that poorly?
No, I just read it that poorly. Yeah. I have the wrong glasses on.
Okay. Your readers, put your reader.
Yeah. Let me put my readers on.
Your Easter readers.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh shit, Trevor! Why did you push me like that?
Because there's another train coming along any time.
Okay.
That doesn't.
You wrote that beat in there, didn't you?
It says a beat.
It's a beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That felt more like a pause.
If there are beats, just take the beats.
Did you feel like that was a pause or a beat?
I felt like it was a beat between Trevor's line and your line.
Thank you. Did I do it right?
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, when you're just reading it, to fill it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's try to get through, like maybe three lines before we just start breaking it down.
Well, you don't. What page do you come in on?
That's part of the problem. I don't come in until page 17. Okay, so
that's what I thought.
Can I play? All right, no, that's fine. I'll be Ricky. Go ahead.
Well, no, I see. There's a cop on page
5.
Yeah.
Okay. Cop enters church.
Yeah.
Can I be that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris, just be the cop.
Okay, do we want to skip ahead or keep going here? What do you...
Well, I thought you could finish this scene.
Let's finish this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's your line.
We're professionals here, guys. Come on.
As long as we don't have to go back.
No, we don't need to
go back.
Repeat anything.
No.
Okay, don't do that.
I feel like those are lost.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. I got to get... Yeah.
Okay, it's your line, Brian.
Yep. Okay. Morning will be coming soon enough, sweetheart.
I thought so, but I'm not really sure.
Why don't you come over here and put that picnic basket down?
He puts it down.
Thank you for putting it down for me.
Well, so I put it down.
Yeah, you said he put it.
I put it
was
down.
I
can see it. No, I can imagine he takes it out of your hand. Sort of a misogynistic.
Hey, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, whoa, we skipped ahead. We're not there yet.
Way ahead.
Too soon. God damn it. Okay, I'll go. I'll be out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at the character. It says Irish cop.
Yeah. You wrote it in the brogue, didn't you?
I did. I put the lilt in there. Oh. The sort of upspeak.
Yes.
Now, I got to tell you, no, I can take constructive criticism, but...
No, you can't. You've never been able to.
Okay, buddy. Anyway, let's try to leave what stays in therapy, okay?
Okay, just well, Dr. Carroll said that I should always respond to you.
Yeah. Well, you're an asshole, and you picked the wrong time to bring that up.
Okay,
so don't be a dick.
Okay.
All right, bring the cop in.
Okay, all right. I'm not good at accents.
I'm gonna. In your defense, on the cuff, he's not good at accents. He's more. Okay. We've done a lot of work that requires a dialect, and Chris will immerse himself.
Yeah, but that's
in a culture.
Yeah,
and
months. It takes months.
Remember that time you went to Afghanistan?
Yeah. When I came back, you guys didn't even recognize me.
Right.
All right. So this is off on the fly.
Okay. All right. So.
We're skipping ahead. Cop enters.
What the hell's going on? I went somewhere else.
No, I thought you nailed it.
I thought that was beautiful, Chris. That
really?
Was the best dialect you've ever done.
Okay, good. Because I get nervous, you know? I mean, I don't feel like that's
I felt you judge yourself midline.
Yeah. I did. I
but
totally
you followed
did.
Through.
I did. And I know that's a problem I have as an actor. I tend to critique my own performances mid-performance. So I apologize for that.
It says here that Noelle only has one leg.
Yeah, she lost her leg.
Okay, do you have a
backstory
for that? Oh,
that explains why my character would take the picnic basket from her.
Yeah.
Was my leg lost due to Trevor's idiocy or something?
I mean, Trevor sort of, set the house on fire, and then Noelle's leg, burned, and so they had to cut it off.
Okay.
Is that
so
scene
like
in here?
It was like a cigarette. No, but I'm thinking about writing it in.
Okay.
Could you write it as a monologue? That would be a great monologue for me.
A flashback.
Okay. Yeah. You want to...
Yeah.
Why don't you read that?
Yeah.
I got to work
try
on my dialect.
Okay. So we're skipping ahead to where the cop enters.
Let's skip to the cop's exit.
Exit. Okay. Okay.
Well, arrivederci, then.
I can't believe your brother is like that.
He's always been like that. You know my family. You knew that when you married into it.
Hand me my crutch.
I'll do so.
Thank you.
But first, come over here and sit by me. Now, what are you doing?
I'm hopping over.
But
you won't hand me my crutch.
I know, but you don't know what it's going to sound like. You don't even know what sort of space we're in.
It doesn't matter.
It does. If you're thumping on a hardwood floor versus a stone like cathedral, it's going to sound.
It's going to sound different. But I thought maybe you could use your imagination, Mr. Acting Teacher.
For fuck's sake! All right. Okay.
It says in the script.
I'm going
to
give you the last.
Hops over to.
I'm
going to
give you the last word of the. Over by me. Oh, that's it. Now slow down, little lady. You sure do look beautiful in the moonlight.
Trevor.
What?
Trevor.
What?
You make me feel young again.
You make me feel old.
Mommy? Daddy?
The voice from the picnic basket. Who is this character?
Yeah, who would...
Sorry. Well, they carry their little kid around in a picnic basket.
Oh, that's why the picnic basket was there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, this is a theatrical moment.
Yeah. So, actually, you're going to have to hire, you want a really small actor that can fit into the picnic basket to be carried on stage by a one-legged actress.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. Where do you imagine this play being done?
Theater-wise?
Yeah.
Well, it's a cathedral.
That'd be great if it were
actually done a site specific.
Yeah, or like in St. James Court or something like that.
Oh, for the during the art fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
You could rig a platform. I'm no technical theater.
Oh,
maybe Alex
can
help
that.
Me out here.
Yeah, well,
you put a trap door.
Yeah.
You put the picnic basket on, mm-hmm. a full-size.
Because I wouldn't want to have to carry Chris on stage.
No. A full-size.
Well.
Not literally.
I mean, you've lost weight. You do look fantastic, Chris. I just want to. I want you to know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nice try.
What?
But we put this down, and you can climb out.
Okay.
Through.
I like that.
Theatrical magic.
But I feel like that's production, though. I mean,
oh,
it's
sure.
just really
yeah,
just.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Well, why don't we go to the end of the first act then? Here.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
want to skip all the way? All right.
Well, I think it's important. I
mean, all the way to page 80?
Wait, the baby had a monologue, but okay, that's.
Okay, well, we'll go back.
Do
go
it.
Ahead. Let's
go
do the baby
monologue. I'd like to hear the monologue.
Yeah,
that would help me.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, thank you. I mean, because I.
Is there a dialect for the baby?
Don't think there is.
Okay.
No, it's just a baby. It's a
just
baby.
A baby. Okay.
But
I'm young.
But
I'm
you
a baby
did write it without any, that all the W's are instead of T's because the baby can't pronounce
like,
words.
Like a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Mommy, Daddy. I didn't realize how emotional this was going to be.
It's a trigger, isn't it?
It's a trigger, all right. Exactly. Jesus. I think I've at some point, this is bringing... God. I think at some point in my childhood, I was in a picnic basket. Jesus. Do we have to close the basket? Because I feel really claustrophobic.
You're not really in the basket right now, Chris. Yeah.
Not literally. Metaphorically.
Okay, you're not inside my head right
we
now.
We will leave the metaphorical picnic basket
okay.
open for you,
okay.
Chris.
Thank
you.
It's open.
Thank you. Okay. Mommy, Daddy, why did you leave me in the basket for so long? Don't you love me? Now I smell like bologna and Kool-Aid. I'm hungry and wet. I just went potty. Oh, Mommy. Oh, Daddy. Why don't you just... I just found out I was adopted.
Wow.
Rachel, what do you think?
That was good.
Thank you.
This is really strong.
There's a lot to unpack there. No pun intended.
Yeah.
That feels like natural dialogue. That feels like real dialogue.
Yeah.
That's how people... Rachel, you write how people talk.
Thank you.
And I love that.
Thank you.
Can I have the napkin?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
It really got me. Okay. Rachel, your writing is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And lyrical.
I mean, because the monologue started out one way and then it ended with the...
It went in a completely different direction.
Completely different direction.
I didn't see that coming. Wow, thank you.
The symbolism that's in that. Oh, my God.
So, like...
I'm wet.
I mean,
what a condition for life.
I know.
Like a newborn.
Yeah.
Right. Just coming out.
Yep. Fresh out.
But.
Yep.
Fresh out of, like, somebody else's womb because all of a sudden I was removed from a womb and dropped off in a basket and then carried away with two strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still wet, but.
Wait a minute. So this is not our child?
Well, it's an adopted child.
Wow.
But I'm still your child because you're. I mean,
no, is this Chris or Ricky talking now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Chris usually starts.
I know, but we need to make that distinction because this is where we get into trouble.
Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not. You were thinking about me when you wrote that, though, weren't you?
A little bit.
I mean, some of yeah. Okay. Because that, I mean, like, that's a little too close to home for me. But thank you. Because there's a few parts I can really identify with, and this is certainly one of them.
Okay. Well, you want to move on?
Sure, yes.
Okay, baby Ricky, climb out of that. Climb out of that. Climb out of that basket.
Climb out, baby Ricky. Climb out to us now.
Now.
Climb out, baby Ricky. Oh, so this is like a Greek chorus.
Right,
Greek
and chorus. You want us to read together?
Yeah, it's you can kind of overlap.
Okay,
great. Where those marks are is where it over?
Oh, the overlap?
Overlap.
Oh, it says, now, do they say this line at the exact same time?
the one line about the but like the third come out, then you like say it at the same time.
Let's try that.
So
let's
like every other one.
Come out, baby Ricky. We love you more than anything. I'm sorry.
Right? I feel like I'm getting baby Ricky's developing some dysphoria or something right here. It's kind of, is it supposed to be disorienting like that? Because I think, and maybe this is, he gets rocketed back to his past because it's all of a sudden.
Back up the tunnel, back up back all the
to
way
the
back
birth canal.
To the canal.
Yeah, I'm heading back to the birth canal.
Whoosh,
But he can't find it because he's trying to crawl back, and forgive me if I'm making too much. He's trying to crawl back into the wrong birth canal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a metaphor for life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
9 months trying to get out, and then the rest of our lives trying to get back in. Oh
yeah, and then, all right, so imagine you do that. So 9 months trying to get out, you get, and then you want to go back in, and then you can't find the right birth canal.
Right.
And so you spend the rest of your baby, Ricky, is just trying to.
Sometimes it's not even a birth canal.
No, you're just looking for an orifice.
It's a yeah.
Any kind of hole.
Yeah, any kind of
hole. Climb back into.
It could be a sewer. It could be a
wall socket.
Well, that's too small. I'd have to, I mean.
Not for everybody.
No, not really. Not if you think about it.
Not for Alec, but for the rest of us.
Okay. I need to sip my tea here for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a little bit, too. Yeah, this is God.
Now, this...
This is exciting.
This is... I'm looking at... This is at least 200 pages, Rachel.
It's long.
Is this...
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. No. I like that.
Without intermission?
Oh, gosh. I guess we should put one in.
Well, that's up to you. The trend now is to leave them out.
Are you directing now?
No, I'm not. Well, look, we have an established relationship.
Right.
A lot of Rachel's award-winning work I've had a hand in.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're doing a tremendous job. So, now you're saying this is Greek, so we don't... Artistically...
Greek accents.
Okay, all of us. And then, do we need an intermission? I'm just asking. I'm just putting it out there.
I think that if it was just kind of freeform, like people can just leave when they feel like it, and then like wander back in.
Kind of like life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like that. And that was like, my vision for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Oh, so. Okay. Well, especially if it's going to be at the. What'd you say? The St. Joe's.
St. James.
St. James.
Especially if it's part of the art fair and people can come.
Oh, they wander through.
You know what I mean? How many people are going to stick around?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Rachel, I was reading ahead. What is this rocket?
There's a rocket.
Yeah. What page are you
outside,
on?
Outside, yes.
134.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Rachel. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. There's a rocket that comes for the baby at the end.
Oh.
That they're supposed to put the baby in.
Oh, it crashes through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, comes back for him.
Okay, I'm trying to not put my producer hat on, but I don't know how we can pull that off at the Bardstown.
So what you're saying is that Ricky is not of this world.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is fantastic.
Okay.
And it's also a metaphor for living in the United States right now. How we're really not supposed to be in this United States.
Yeah, or like we don't want to be.
Right. Oh, my God, this is kind
of
brilliant.
Or of this world.
Life in these United States.
Yeah, exactly.
Laughter is the best medicine.
And, life in the military.
Yeah. On the Reader's Digest.
Yeah. Okay. I was in the bathroom, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, do we want to skip ahead?
Yeah, let's skip ahead to the last. Let's look at the last. Okay. Can we look at the last page?
Who's that? Who the rocket ship captain? That's Chris again, right?
Well, I'm Ricky and the rocket ship captain.
Well, it says it's like a recorded voiceover because they all it's the voice of your people. They also sound like you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With that impediment.
With that impediment. Yeah. Okay. But a more authoritative version.
Yeah, more
rocket. Like a rocket ship captain.
Older.
Okay.
And I'm dead at this point?
Yeah.
My character's dead at this point.
Yeah, he dies.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
okay, so am I supposed to fight with the captain then? Because I want to keep, suddenly I want to keep the baby.
Well, this is a great scene.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to direct and Ben be in this play.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Okay, at this point, I've just given you the baby.
Thank you for handing me the baby. Please step away from the rocket. We are ready for launch. 5, 4, 3, 2. I should get the hell away from the rocket. 1. Blast off. Rocket ship captain? Where am I going? Where am I going? Where have I been? Will I find my real mother and father? Hello? Oh, this is the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. I am finally going home. 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 No! Go right! Go! No! No! Home!